It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Oh boy, we got a good one for you today. We start with Florida, but not because the people in Florida. They were actually the ones that were of sound mind in this situation. This was
really
a bit different. This was a Pennsylvania tourist who went down to Florida to have a little bit of fun and maybe was having a bit too much fun. Here's how it all went down. A 23-year-old by the name of Tara M. Hegarty was at a Hampton Inn on August 10th because, hell yeah.
Hampton Inn in Florida, we're partying.
Yeah. Had lost her ID and her room card key and so couldn't get in. And
sucks.
So she had to go ask for a little bit of help to get in. She couldn't provide any identification. And, you know, it was a little bit catty in the process. Like, I don't need to show you my ID. Just let me into my room.
Like the worst customer.
Well, we can't really just do that. Like,
yeah.
we have to actually take you up there and we'll let you into the room. But, like, you have to go get your ID. So they did. They let her into the room. And then she said, I ain't showing you my ID. And they said, well, you have to because we don't know for sure that it's your room otherwise. And she decided this would be a good time to kick the employee in the thigh.
Just a wham.
And so she did. And the employee went, ow. And then the 23-year-old tourist fell over for an unknown reason, recomposed herself, and charged across the room and kicked the other employee in the thigh. Ow. And then she sat down.
Was she going
for the crotch and just missed?
Yeah.
Probably.
Because why else would you go for a thigh?
Like, yeah. They blocked it?
Didn't make any sense. Then she sat down on the bed and lit up a cigarette, and they said, ma'am, you can't smoke in here. At which point, she flicked the cigarette butt at the employee.
Oh, hell no.
And I love how she does this in twos. Lights up another cigarette, takes a few puffs, flicks it at the other employee.
Gotta be symmetrical.
When one of the employees reaches down to pick up the burning cigarette butt, she grabs her by the hair and flings her across the room.
What is going on with this woman?
It sounds like something out of like John Wick.
It does.
She's from Pennsylvania. You think that the Florida vibe just like consumes you
and turns
you into one of them?
Turned her into a bit of a gator.
Yeah.
So she grabs her by the hair, flings her across the room. At that point, they're like, all right, we're going to call the cops. And when the cops get there, they find her sitting on the bed, chilling, drinking a beer. Still refusing to show her ID.
Dang.
And that's it?
That's it.
And taser?
And taser.
Oh, wow.
That deserved a tasing.
You strung us Missed along out. And no tase?
No tasing. So a couple of teenagers, masterminds, decided that they were going to rob the same house twice in one day. You guys, the teens robbed a Georgia house twice in the same day. And when the cops found them, they had exactly what you'd expect a couple of stupid 16 and 18-year-old teenagers to have in their backpacks. Clothing, two knives, and drug-related objects, and less than an ounce of marijuana. So they robbed the house earlier in the day, spotted, trying to re-enter it, and the deputies arrived at the scene a short time later and arrested the both of them.
If you're going to rob a house, be thorough so you don't have to go back.
Anthony Darnell Goldsmith, 60 years old, was arrested on a misdemeanor charge of indecent exposure of his junk. According to the report, a woman was sitting at a Panera Bread in Pensacola, Florida, doing some paperwork, and Goldsmith was sitting at a table in the restaurant near her. While the woman worked, she made eye contact with Goldsmith while he was eating.
Oh, no.
When she looked up, he was looking directly at her, holding his junk in his hand, pleasuring himself. Hey.
And you just like looked him in the eye.
The woman screamed and yelled at him to stop it or she was going to call the police, and he took off. But he was found shortly after the incident and arrested.
She'll never be able to eat broccoli and cheese soup ever again. Better than clam chowder, I'll tell you that.
Oh, man. What's in the bowl? What's in the bowl?
What's in the bowl?
What's in the bowl?
What's in the bowl?
What's in the bowl?
You don't want to know what's in the bowl.
You do not. Lots of Florida today. St. Petersburg arrested a 40-year-old by the name of Danielle Teeples on Sunday at 2:15 in the afternoon. She was completely naked. And there were numerous people at a park that were very confused as to why she was running around, acting erratically, rubbing her hair and breasts while screaming and running between two trees. After police read her Miranda rights, she admitted to recently smoking some crack cocaine, spice, and crystal meth.
Good combination
said,
right there.
Yeah. When you do that, she believed there was a giant spider was on her, and she was just trying to get away from it, man.
If I'm on that jury, though, I'll convict her of the meth, the spice, the crystal.
Exposure of sexual organs?
But if you think there's a giant spider on you.
You got to do what you got to do, man.
You rip off your clothes, you go running around buck wild. I can't fault you there, because I would do the same.
And speaking of ripping off clothes, we don't think that there was any drugs involved here, but maybe. A man in Georgia was wearing no clothes when he broke into a liquor store Monday and just stole a single can of soda. Police say that Charles Watt, 61, used a hammer to break into a beverage shop. Surveillance shows the man entering the store completely naked, except for his shoes. He had his shoes on.
Well, because you don't want to, like, you know, have your feet touch the
right,
nasty
yeah,
floor.
Yeah, exactly. He then stole a Coke, wandered around, took a sip, and then laid down and took a little nap.
Oh. That's exhausting.
He was arrested around 4 a.m. after exiting the store and charged with burglary, theft, possession of tools for the commission of a crime. I don't know if he actually got charged with napping in somebody else's store. I don't know if that's a crime or not.
Charge a naked man with possession of tools?
Mornings on X 107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.